After 4 years of division on Port Moody Council, 15 candidates hoping to get elected on October 15 all managed to agree on one thing at Wednesday's Chamber of Commerce All Candidates Forum at the Inlet Theater. The next 4 years has to be about collaboration with each other and with partners like developers, nonprofit housing providers, businesses, neighboring municipalities and senior levels of government. In her closing remarks, mayoral candidate Megan Lotte said Port Moody's residents have made it clear. They want us to get away from the divisive nature and negativity that's plagued us for the past 4 years. Only by working together and listening to residents will Port Moody be able to realize a common vision for its future, said council candidate Samantha Agdrup. I see a great opportunity to create a happy community, she said. For Dustin Chellen, who's also running for council, that happiness will be comprised of thoughtful densification that includes affordable and market housing, as well as office space around the city's two SkyTrain stations. But, he added, councillors have to work together to negotiate with developers to achieve those desires, along with more park space, galleries and even a new library. Giving good guidance to developers is going to get the city the best deal, he said. Veteran Cown, Diana Dilworth, who's seeking re-election, agreed. She said the city can't build housing or spaces for incoming businesses, those have to be constructed by developers. Dilworth pointed to the city's public works yard and old fire hall site as prime opportunities to forge partnerships that could realize significant gains for the city, like a new library, housing for seniors and affordable homes for families. However, she cautioned, we can't do it by ourselves. We have to work in partnership with other levels of government, developers and other providers of affordable housing. But Hunter Madsen, running for his second full term on council, said Port Moody can't afford to sell out too easily. He said developers should be expected to pay the full cost of civic amenities like a new library or performing arts center in return for being allowed to build in the city. Civic amenities are all at capacity, and we have limited city land, he said. Council candidate Haven Lerbecki said to be able to negotiate partnerships from a position of strength, Port Moody's next official community plan has to provide a clear roadmap for the city's future growth and councillors have to be prepared to stand by it. It all starts there, she said. Sticking to our plan is critical moving forward. Richard Biedka, who also ran for council in 2018, agreed. When you know where Port Moody wants to go, you can get help to reach there. Don Slykhus, a candidate for council, said Port Moody's indigenous population also needs a seat at the table, while fellow candidate Johan Contreras said local business owners have an important role to play as well. It's time to work together for our city, he said. Candidate Barbara Junker, who previously served on council from 2014 to 18, said Port Moody isn't a silo, and some of its problems like traffic won't be solved without the involvement of neighboring communities. We're going to have to look for a regional solution, she said. David Stewart, a longtime city manager who's running for council, said dialogue with Port Moody's neighbors is imperative or it's going to get worse. And that's a future mayoral candidate Steve Milani said he wants no part of. We can work together to bring prosperity to Port Moody, he said.